First half, desperately poor. Second half, up for the fight. That's how I assess it.
It's been a very scrappy game. Both sides didn't really get going at all today.
I thought Rotherham were really good in the first half. They dominated the game. They pressed us out the pitch. They played high tempo. They were switched on, whereas we were the complete opposite. We let them do it. Didn't do anything to change it. And I've got to take my responsibility for that. I was responsible to the players. Nothing to do with how anybody had done, changed it at half time. And whether we got back in the game or we didn't get back in the game, that was more of a sort of heart that you want to see. I mean, there was times we got into their edge of their box, whereas in the first half I don't think we troubled them to have a goal kick, never mind a shot at goal or a corner. So second half, you take that, you add a bit more quality to it, which I've already seen the players are capable of, but they have to give themselves a chance in the first place, and the first half didn't do that.
You seem to bring Will Evans on in that second half to give you a bit more backbone in midfield. Would that be a correct assessment?
Change the system slightly, went with two wide strikers instead of the one and one up top. But it's systems to me, they're irrelevant sometimes. It's a lot to do with players' behaviour, their natural instincts. There were spells in the game in the first half where we didn't have the ball, but we seemed to be quite in control of what was happening. We were in good areas and we squeezed out a little bit, but there were other times when we didn't do that and we let them dictate the play. And when you let the opposition dictate the play, there's always a chance that something that you could look at afterwards and go, well, we could have avoided that goal, I think. I mean, a scrappy game, as you say, but you look at the goal from their point of view, it's good pressure, good ball in, good little run. From our point of view, it's poor previous to it and poor defending at the time.
Some of the supporters at the end were asking for more passion from the players. Is that something that you would agree with?
It's a funny word, passion. I mean, you can have passion and people can run around and look like they're doing plenty but are not actually achieving anything. You can also have the one who's showing passion and he's got a cool, calm head. He knows when to show passion, when to show a bit of intelligence. I thought the second half, we give it a go in the second half. You know, it's not perfect. I can't say it's going to be. But passion's a strange word. I mean, you always want that. I mean, to be a professional footballer is a wonderful thing. And I think the players all realise that. I don't know. I can't really put my finger on the first half, why it wasn't there. But you can bet your bottom dollar we'll be striving to find it week in, week out.
Gave James Chambers his Hereford debut, rather, today. How did you feel he coped?
He hasn't played for a long time. I thought he showed the things that I know he's got at the end of the game. He still stood up, still to be counted, which is what you want. I mean, they each have passion, so you know if that's what they want. But I know James Chambers has got more qualities than he showed today, and I'm sure he'll still be a good addition to the squad.
Massive game against Plymouth now, next game up. You must be looking at that thinking, well, you know, it's a six-pointer. Now, it's a bit of a cliche, but in Hereford's position now, Hereford have got to start winning.
We need to win games. I mean, it's a no-brainer, that is. I mean, what you do is you still prepare for the game properly. We'll be organised. We'll all know what we're doing when we go to the game. And, providing the players... what's the word? I don't want to use the word passion because I don't agree with it, but I must admit it's just providing the players show the intelligence on the pitch to, when they've got the ball, play. When they haven't got the ball, to defend with aggression, then we'll be you're always thinking the best thing's going to happen. Can't be too down about it because it's another game of football. 6 points or not, we've still got to go out there and perform, and until we're down, we're not down, so you have to keep looking forward and thinking that you can get something out of the game.